This is Bob.
Hello.
Bob has worked for many years.
Yes, I have.
Planning for the day when he could retire.
Kick back, relax.
Bob's not quite there yet. But it won't be long.
Well, I don't know.
What's wrong, Bob?
Well, I...
You don't have to say another word. You didn't call David Ernest.
And retirement may just be a dream.
Fear not, Bob. It's not too late.
Really?
Yes. You can call David Ernest today.
Well, quick, what's the number?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I can call him now?
Yes, Bob, call David Ernest right now. And do you see that bright light up ahead?
Where?
Humor me, Bob.
Oh, yes, I see it.
That's your retirement on the horizon.
Golly.
And you could be saying golly, just like Bob. Call asset preservationist David Ernest today.
Is there really a light up there?
Quiet, Bob. Make the call.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Now, from the breaking news department, we bring you breaking news. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was not very happy when illegal immigrants began showing up in his state. So it was coffee, a sandwich, and a quick hello and goodbye as the governor shipped them right out of his state and into sanctuary cities. Our microphones were hot and captured the reaction of Barack Obama as illegal immigrants swarmed Martha's Vineyard. The reaction was much the same when more illegal immigrants showed up at the home of Vice President Kamala Harris. However, the reaction was somewhat different when illegal immigrants showed up in Chicago and got their first look at Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She won't have to worry about shipping them out. I think they'll leave on their own. This has been Breaking News. We'll bring you more breaking news as soon as it breaks.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Stand by for action.
And now for something completely different.
Are you all ready for this?
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Woo!
California announced it wants to ban all gas-powered cars by 2035, so Californians responded by buying electric vehicles. But Pacific Gas and Electric has already announced that this summer there will be blackouts and brownouts because the grid can support air conditioning or charging cars, but not both. Oh, and they're shutting down their last nuclear power plant, which provides carbon-free energy. Which means California is going to have to burn more fossil fuels to create the electricity to charge their electric cars so they can go green. Basically, California is switching from cigarettes to crack for healthier lungs.
That's an applause line.
You stink!
What a dumbass.
Stupid is and stupid does, sir.
Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
You heard right!
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Now 99% fat-free.
I love y'all show.
Americans love a winner.
And now let's get this bad boy started.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented by that dead sexy David Ernest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the man who performed the very first pig-to-human heart transplant.
Hello!
You took the heart out of a pig and put it into a man.
Yes, and the patient is doing fine.
I must say you are very good at what you do.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll tell you someone else who is very good at what he does.
Who might that be?
Asset preservationist David Ernest, man. He is very, very good.
I've heard he's the man to call.
Yes, if you want to make sure your retirement is there when you want it, call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I guess he has his fingers on the pulse of everyone's finances.
Yes.
And you say the patient is doing well.
He's doing quite well. Would you care to speak with him?
I'd love to talk with him.
Let me call him for you.
Sweet! Sweet, 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 sweet!
I'm just going to stand over here so the lightning doesn't hit me.
Oh, what lightning?
Uh-oh.
Puppy.
Hooray. All right.
Well, Mr. Biden, it's very exciting to have you on the program. What can I do for you?
Before you got in this program, you're taking tests where you're taking cocaine or not? What do you think, huh?
No, David Ernest does not usually ask for us to take a drug test before the program.
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I'm not sure I'm following you, Mr. Biden.
Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me.
No, sir, I wouldn't do that. And I wish you'd leave my wife out of this. I think we're about out of time.
And by the way, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical, mental, film.
Just spit it out, sir.
My physical as well as my mental fitness, and to make a judgment about, who I am,
That's all, folks.
I got hairy legs.
The pandemic is over.
You're an idiot.
Super secret studio, where we are anxiously waiting for the government's reign of terror to end. David Ernest is proud to bring you the Health and Wealth Show. Call David now, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number and you will get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or everyone's favorite asset preservationist. And don't forget David's website at retirewithernest.com. No one knows when this reign of terror will end. So, until then, call David Ernest and come in from the rain. Now, here he is. The protector of your portfolio. The grand master of greenbacks. The money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
And once again, welcome to this extravaganza we call the Health and Wealth Show. David Ernest, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay, but man, I tell you what, it's raining over here and all kinds of things are coming out of the sky. They're about to hit me, man. It's the rain of terror. I'm terrorized.
You need to get you a cast iron umbrella or something.
Man, do you hear that thunder?
Sounds like hail. And you know what I mean.
I think it's coming.
Not bat hail, but hail.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell, you know.
Hell, Hitler, or none of that stuff.
Well,
I think that's what they want out of us.
What our government does to us, it's just crazy. You heard what our president said the other day, just out of the blue. The pandemic is over.
The pandemic is over.
What a dumbass.
I guess it was up to him to decide if it was over or not.
Then what is all of these people that are still getting sick calling it? The forgotten few? Technically, it's an endemic.
Uh-huh.
That's the scientific
terminology. If you find where, before they changed it, where it used to be in defunct and Wagnalls.
What?
If it was a pandemic, you lost 10% of your population, which we've come nowhere near.
Nowhere near it.
That. And they.
So it's always been an endemic then.
Yeah, it's been much ado about nothing is what it's been. Don't think I'm heartless because I know people have caught this thing and died.
But I know quite a few of them.
They have made more of it than it was to try and scare people and bend us to their will.
But I think that you're right, Rusty, as far as them utilizing it. But I still go back to what we used to talk about where we found some evidence that it came potentially out of North Carolina. Of course, they shut that down in a hurry and said no, it didn't. But then they were talking about the wet market over in China. Well, you could throw a rock, from what I understand, and hit the Wuhan research lab from the wet market. You probably hit it. You could probably throw a dead rodent and hit it.
I think had a lot to do with that dead rodent you're talking about.
Yeah, probably so. But
I know technically bats, they call them they're kind of like rodents, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they're a form of a rodent. Yeah.
They're flying
like a
rodent.
Like a flying squirrel or something. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Except everybody likes squirrels. Don't nobody much care for bats.
Bats a dive bum, man. Yeah, they'll dive bum.
A squirrel runs up, you eating some French fries in the park. Squirrel runs up, you're going to give him one. Bat flies up, you're going to run away.
Yeah, we used to throw rocks at the bats, and they'd chase the rocks thinking it was something bug, I guess.
I had a buddy that lived up at the lake, and he would get the smallest hook he could find, and he would throw it out off the end of the pier at night, and bats would hit it. And he would catch him bats left to right and just let them go. I said, dude, you're going to get the rabies. I'm just going to tell you now, make sure I don't drink after you or something. You're going to get the rabies.
Yep. Then he gets them shots in the middle of his gut.
Yeah, well, it served him right.
That song, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Who Will Stop the Rain? There was two songs by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That was off the Rain album, I think.
Yeah. Who Will Stop the Rain? So what we're talking about is who's going to stop the reign of terror. And have you ever seen the rain? Have you ever seen a reign of terror? Yeah, if you're living now, you have. If you're alive right now, you have seen evidence and you're living right in the middle. History books might even say this was the reign of terror. And they'll talk about some idiot that was demented that was in charge of a large nation and he didn't even know what he was doing.
Well, did you see the 60 Minutes interview? And he's trying to explain away the inflation. And it went up to 8.3, highest it's been in 40 years.
Yep.
And he said, oh, it's just 1/10 of a point. No, it's still up 8.3 now.
Well, they didn't tell me that.
You see, this was the position we're in. The position we're in is bent over. I mean, we're getting it's bad.
Yeah, that's right. It's just they're canceling us out too. This cancel culture, you know, schools are canceling teachers out. Parents are being canceled out. Russia canceled out the monarchy in 1917. It's kind of like that here from what I'm viewing. They're trying to cancel out the Republicans and the conservatives are trying to cancel that. The French canceled over chocolate cake, I think. You know, they canceled the queen. She said, feed them cake, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty close to that.
You know, if you remember the Germans back in Nazi Germany, they took over children's education and in Hitler's reign of terror. And, you know, they tried to brainwash the little ones and tell them, you know, that they're superheroes and that if you don't think like them, then you just got to get rid of everybody. Well, that's kind of what's going on. From my perspective, we're being told, they're putting it out there that if we don't agree with their reign of terror, of their Twittering reign of terror, of their Facebook reign of terror, or whatever else, you know, the reign of terror is, the FBI is succumbed to this reign of terror. You know, who would ever believe that the FBI would try to cancel conservative traditions. Who would ever believe that the FBI would have gone after something like the Tea Party a few years ago? Why? Obama was in control at that time, but it's still the same party, the party of misdirection, the party that wants to cancel out us and use us and abuse us, take our money, give it to people who are coming in here from the South that's going to vote for that party. We have a tremendous problem here. We're already in the middle of a revolution, guys. There's a revolution going on right now. Right as we speak, it is a revolution. And they're trying to cancel us out. And it's a reign of terror right now because they're taking our rights away. They're trying to take the constitutional rights away. They want to take your guns away. They want to take your money away. And that's where we stand here in this show. We're trying to protect folks' retirement plans. We're trying to protect it where you won't lose your spending power. You know, it boils down to you being able to survive. You know, a lot of folks are accumulating weapons, guns, food, you know, all kinds of things. And what we're trying to accumulate is safety in the assets of your retirement money. And a lot of folks don't understand that there's a lot of bad things going on out there. Like Elizabeth Warren is in bed with some pretty ugly folks. Well, she's ugly too, but
I don't doubt that. Ugly folks stick together, you know.
Yeah, I know. But
thank goodness there ain't some good looking folks and making a bunch of ugly people.
You get me tickled.
You just walked into that one, man.
I know, but it's true though.
You told your own joke there. You did good.
Elizabeth Warren says that she's a socialist, just like Bernie Sanders. They're socialists. They may be different brands of socialists, but they're socialists, and they're trying to shift us into being a socialistic nation, which is akin to communist a nation. Essentially, she says she's for the little guy, but all the things she does in the financial arena is for the rich, well-to-do guys, okay? Why? Because the system is set up for the rich. And she is advocating that, even though she's saying something else. When she says that she's against the things that David Ernest does, she don't say the word David Ernest. Hopefully she don't come after me, but she probably would with that. I guess she'd try to scout me if she could. She would try to stop us from telling you what's really going on. Essentially, Elizabeth Warren is against freedom of enterprise when it comes to your investments, because she agrees with people like Ken Fisher and some of the rest of them, and that say, if you've got a $500,000, come and talk to us. They might as well say, if you got less than $500,000, we don't care one iota about you, especially the Southerners. Southerners have been done really badly. We've been labeled as prejudice. We've been labeled this. We've been labeled that. You know, they're tearing down the statues of our forefathers. They're trying to tell us to do all kinds of things. You're a bad person because your heritage is horrible. You're really a horrible person. That's what they're teaching our children. Really, it is. And right now, the FBI and probably the CIA, and we know the IRS is honing in on us right now. They're zeroing in on the middle class right now. And Elizabeth Warren is all for it. Bernie Sanders is all for it. Biden is all for it. They're all for coming after your pocketbook. Now, if you have nothing, they're all for giving you something. If you're super wealthy, well, you're going to be able to buy your way out of it anyway, you know, because you're super wealthy. I mean, like you got folks, that are extremely wealthy, like Warren Buffett. He could care less. He says he's he's not a conservative. He says he's a liberal, more or less. Why is he? Because he's leaning with them. You know, I mean, he's not a bad guy. I know that he's done a great job in his investments and stuff. But there's this middle class, guys, and we're constantly being squeezed on. We're constantly being, you know, rained on. I mean, like we're the ones that they don't give an umbrella to. They don't give you an umbrella of protection. They throw you out there. You get hit with all the hail and all the crap that's coming your way, our way. It hits us right in the face. Have you ever been in a rainstorm, Rusty, where you're just getting hit left and right? It feels like they're stinging you and hitting you and beating you down. Have you ever been caught where it's hitting you that hard, Rusty? Have you ever felt anything that horrible hit you?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to find shelter when there's none to be found, you know?
Exactly. And there is shelter out there if you know where to go. You know, it's just like our forefathers knew to go to the caves, and then later on they knew how to build huts and houses and things, you know. So right now we know how to protect your assets from being, you know, destroyed if you're a middle-class person. Mm-hmm. Now, middle-class can be anyone. You can have millions of dollars or just a few dollars. If you feel like you're being squeezed in the middle, if they're coming after you and you're in the middle, you're the middle class. If they're coming after you and they want your money, and they want to use you and abuse you, you're the middle class, you know. And if you've been here working and your forefathers and everyone else, it doesn't matter what your race is. You could be any kind of race. If you've been working hard and you didn't transplant in here just recently, then you're being used too. You know, it's really a sad thing. Now, I'll tell you, there's some super wealthy people who can buy their ways into the United States. Something called an EB-5, immigration. If you have $1 million, $500,000 to $1 million, you can buy yourself citizenship in the United States. A lot of folks don't know that. Go Google EB-5. But yet, if you come from the South and you come in here, you can steal U.S. citizenship. Oh, well, you don't have a piece of paper right there. Well, does it matter? If you get all the goodie, does it really matter? You get the Social Security, you get all the money for Biden, you get a bus ride to your favorite friends in Chicago. Or maybe you get to go on a tour of Washington, D.C., you know, and then you get all kinds of, well, they feed you and they appease to you. Listen, if I went to Washington, D.C. or to Chicago, I think they would just want me to pay my own way, you know. Plus, they would probably want to make some money off of me and you, you know, that we're the middle. We're stuck in the middle. This is a reign of terror for the middle class. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse. You're having to pay more money for gas. You're having to pay more money for everything. And the well-to-do don't care. They've got the money. They make more money right now. They don't care. The stock market's crashing, soon to crash more probably. Going to be one of the worst crashes we've ever had probably. I'm not saying that, but it's just a probability. What's that going to do for your 401k? It don't feel good when you lose your assets. And then you get knocked down by the rain of terror coming out of the sky where they want to take everything and, you know, just beat you down. And then you have these folks that say, I'm for the little guy. I'm for the little guy. But really, they're not. They're lying. They're for the rich guy. And that's not you. We're being used. We're being abused. And they say, David, why are you telling us all this stuff? Why are you trying to get all these people all riled up? It's because I'm riled up. And I know a lot of folks like me are riled up. And I know that when the next time comes around in the 2022 election, there's going to be a lot of folks that are riled up. We're riled up because we don't believe them when they say they're not going to try to manipulate the vote. Now, they say, well, the vote was stolen. Well, do you know the difference between manipulation and stealing something? If you manipulate something, you can say, well, I didn't steal it. I just used it. Yeah, right. You know, it's, you know, you can utilize people's stuff. You can say, well, I didn't steal it. Technically, I didn't steal it. If they manipulated the vote, if they fixed it where people could stuff the vote boxes and all these different things they can do, if they made it where it's so easy, someone can lie and put more stuff in there. Remember the movie, 2000 Mules?
I remember.
Those folks were going around and stuffing the ballot boxes. This is a sad thing that's happening in this land. It's all about power, control, and the reign of terror that's upon us right now because the liberals, they want to cancel us completely out. They want to take complete control. It is the true reign of terror in this country. And yes, we're probably right in the middle of some type of revolution they'll be writing about in the future. I don't know what the terminology will be. I don't know what they'll call it. I'm calling it right now the current reign of terror. And who will stop the rain? Just like the song says, who will stop the rain? When will we have a clear view of when they will stop the reign of terror? Will it be when one of our conservatives get reelected? Could it possibly be Trump? Or will they have stopped him by the time he gets to that point in time? It looks like they're desperately trying to stop him from making it. Would it could possibly be DeSantis? Are they're trying to stop him too? But you know what I'm upset the most about?
What's
I see all these people out here with their retirement plans, and they're losing their assets tremendously. And it's going to get worse from my perspective. And if it gets a lot worse, we're trying desperately to tell folks there's another avenue, especially if you're older. If you're younger, you can recover. It might even be a good thing for you because you can be buying that stuff cheap, you know, in your 401k. But if you're older and you don't have enough time to recover, because now is your time. This is the time of the baby boomers' time. Baby boomers need to keep what they've got. They've worked hard to get to where they are and what they've got. And this reign of terror on the baby boomers is not something that's a joke.
Break it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
We need someone, somehow, to stop the reign of terror. Now, I can stop the reign of terror on your assets. Yes, it's called get it out of danger, you know, and get into shelter. And that is exactly what they do. Whenever there's a bad storm, you get out of the weather and you get into shelter. If you're older and you need to preserve your assets, you need to get out of the bad stock market weather and preserve your assets and get it into shelter where it won't be damaged. Your retirement will be intact and what you have will not go away during this reign of terror. And then you won't have to think about who'll stop the rain. Who would have ever dreamed, even though that song was written in the 60s, baby boomers were really going booming in the 60s. But now we're thinking about what has happened down through these years and how much things have changed. And it's just a sad fact that this is the last of our generation. So this is what really matters about our generation. These next 10 to 20 years, maybe 30 if you're lucky, are the years that really matter about our generation, the generation of the baby boomers. We boomed, we grew our assets, and now they're trying to take them away. It's just not kosher. It's just not fun when the liberals try to take away what you've worked so hard for. They're all trying. Pelosi, she don't even know where she's at. She's drunk half the time. But you know, we're not drunk. We know what's going on. We know what they're trying to do to us, and it's not fun. We know, though, that we're just individuals. And an individual can pull a ripcord and save themselves, but an individual cannot save a nation. An individual cannot save the presidency. But we, as a unified group of people, we can do that. And that's what we're working for so hard to do. But right now, what we're working so hard to do is to save the individuals that have individual retirement accounts, that have 401ks. These are individual accounts. Don't let them go with the group accounts. Don't let them be included in the reign of terror. And then they get suctioned down the drain and down into the drain of inhumane conditions where you don't have any more spending power. Give us a call. We'll try to save it all. What's the numbers, Rusty?
Well, I'll just throw them out there for you because we're about to take a breather. I've been at the thesaurus again. Instead of a break, we're going to take a breather.
I still hear some thunder rumbling.
Well, you know, because there's a storm coming. If it's not already here, it's on the way. And to kind of help yourself to weather the storm, you need to call David Ernest right now. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. See, that was some interference from the storm there when I kind of, some of that static electricity is there. Or you can go to David's website at retirewithernest.com. Whatever you do, get in touch with David, get yourself that no obligation consultation, sat down, talk with Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or David, or all three. Go over to the Waffle House, get something smattered and splattered and tattered, and look at David's executive coffee cup and find out just how easy it is to take care of yourself for the future so that when retirement comes, you're not just retired, but you're retired and enjoying the fruits of your labor, all the money that you put back over the years still there and there for you to use. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. That's Ernest Financial LLC, in business for 40-something years, serving the community. How about that? And we're going to take that break. I'm sorry, we're going to take a breather.
I saw some lightning, man.
Yeah, well, you know, take off your tinfoil hat. Don't have that on while you're out there. And we'll be right back with more of the Health and Wealth Show. Don't go away.
David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
We met a man on the street.
My name's Forrest Gump.
And when we asked him about his finances, he had this to say.
I'm not a smart man.
Well, Forrest, you don't need to be a smart man to figure out that if you need help with your finances, you should call David Ernest, because sometimes financial problems can bite you in the buttocks.
Bit me directly in the buttocks.
See there? Forrest, what do they call it when your finances bite you that way?
The $1 million wound.
And what happens to your money?
The Army must keep that money because I still ain't seen a nickel of that $1 million.
Well, the Army's part of the government, so don't let the government get your money. Call David Ernest today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Forrest called, and just listen to what his friends are saying.
Go! You're a genius!
Don't suffer that $1 million wound. Be like Forrest Gump. Call David Ernest today. Any final words, Forrest?
That's all I have to say about that.
Ernest Financial LLC, serving the community for over 40-something years.
Saturday, September 24th. Don't miss the Tickle Tink Women's Expo from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Crampton Bowl Multiplex, benefiting the Cancer Wellness Center of Central Alabama. And just when you thought this event had gotten as big as it could get, check this out. The gang from the Health and Wealth Show will be there, along with, are you ready? Elvis! That's right. Come by the Health and Wealth booth and check out your financial health and wealth. While you're there, you can get your picture made with Elvis and register to win dinner for two from Texas Roadhouse. Oh, well, excuse me, sir. What time did you say that was? The Tickle Pink Expo is from 9 until 3, and Elvis will be on hand from 11 until 1. All right, sir. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Don't miss it. Wait a minute. Was that?
Hey, there goes Elvis!
It's a possibility!
Don't miss the Tickle Pink Women's Expo, Saturday, September 24th. For more details, visit retirewithernest.com. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Ernest Financial, LLC, 279-7431.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
You know, David, I have heard people say, and you know, even about me, because sometimes I can be a little goofy acting, but you ever heard anybody say, well, he ain't got sense enough coming out of the rain?
Yeah,
and you know, a lot of times you get that. A lot of times it's good natured, and sometimes people really aren't that bright. But, you know, when the rain is presented as the storm that's coming because of what the government's doing with our finances and wanting to see every nickel that we have and what we do to it. And on the reason they want that is so they can tax it.
Yep.
And give it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time when you got to be smart and smart enough to come in out of the rain and call Ernest Financial. We talk about this all the time. And I'll even give out the numbers again here in a minute, but it's almost like, you know, it's almost like standing on your side of the street. And I've seen this. You're standing on your side of the street and it's just pouring rain on the other side of the street.
I've seen that.
It's weird, but I've seen it. Well, mm-hmm. you're not going to, unless you're young and in love and have somebody there with you, you're not going to go run, jump into the rain and dance around. You're going to go back in where the water's not going to fall on you.
Yep.
And what happens, the water falls on you, you get all wet, you get moldy, and you people don't want to be around you. You don't have to do that. First sign of a storm, first sign of a rainstorm or any kind of storm. A lot of folks used to have a storm shelter, remember?
Oh yeah.
And they're taking off down to that storm shelter. Well, your shelter is David Ernest. Call him up 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And you'll find yourself sheltered from the storm that's coming. And I don't know if you've seen this or not. My mom and dad went to visit my brother a couple of weeks ago, and they showed him the little boy on the internet who likes corn. Have you seen this?
I'm not sure I have.
If you haven't seen it, Leo can probably find it. Get her to look it up for you. I'll play something. Hang on. This is something he says. And you heard what he said. Somebody has just introduced him to corn. He's a little kid. Yeah. He's like 5-6 years old. Uh-huh. And he calls it cone. He loves cone.
And I can't blame him.
Think about your money and your retirement. That's your corn. That's what you've laid back, you know. And you can have a corn-tastic day, just like this little fella, if you call David Ernest. That's a whole other little commercial right there. And don't let them take your cone. Don't let them take your cone away from it. Just ain't right. You got to preserve your corn, because David's a corn. An asset preservationist, and your corn is your asset. So get her to show that to you.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, another word for corn is maize. Yes. You'll be amazing when you can keep your maize.
It'll be amazing when you're looking at your maize and you're not going through a maize. Have you seen this other one? It's like a cornfield that's cut completely to the ground. And it's got a sign there. It says Joe Biden's corn maze. Because, you know, they do that around this time of year. Somebody will grow a big old field of corn and they'll go in there and cut a maze through it. And church groups will go over there and find their way through it and have soft drinks.
He does sort of look like an alien. They say aliens do that too.
Hey, I found this thing today. I'll send it to you. And they show side-by-side pictures of Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them ain't the same guy.
He is an alien. Maybe he's a transplant or something.
I think he's got a double that's worth. I mean, I'm looking at it, and you know, one thing that you can tell about people are their ears. There's one picture where his earlobe is set squarely up against his jawline. And there's another picture where he's got this big old long floppy earlobe. That's what is it? As you get older, your nose and your ears keep growing. And there's several pictures on. That's not the same dude. If you did not see them next to one another, you wouldn't see it because they're so similar. But it's something going on up there. They're not just messing with their money, man. They got some kind of nefarious plan. I don't know what it is. It would be like seeing you. Because you've probably been out. People tell me all the time, well, I've seen this old boy, they look just like you. I said, oh, another handsome devil roaming the earth. But, you know, sometimes you see somebody and you just know that it's who you think it is, but it's not.
I've had that happen recently.
And then you see them together and you're like, oh, no, they don't look anything alike. But it's just weird. But, watch out.
And I've seen people that I remembered in when, you know, they couldn't look like that now because they're older. But you look at this person and say, that's what they looked like when they were younger. So you know, when you look at yourself in the mirror, sometimes you say, hey, I'm not the young buck I used to be. I was looking at myself in the mirror just a little bit ago and I said, is that really me? I think it's the same person inside, but that don't look like the same person on the outside. And you know, the thing is, we really are the same people on the inside. We always will be. We always will be the same people on the inside, but we on the outside, our appearance is different, you know, because we are aging. And it's just like appearances, the thing about it is we're different than the younger people. Not only do we look different than the younger people, but we act different sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we're more cautious, you know, than the younger people. Younger people, they think they're going to live forever a lot of times, especially the male version of the younger person. I remember because I do remember that, you know, that immortality kind of complex, which gets you killed pretty quickly when you're younger.
Luckily, I lived through that. I don't know how.
But now, you know, we're not in the immortality investment arena either. You know, I remember when I was younger, we'd take some risk, a lot of risk. We'd take risks with our investments. We'd take risks with our lives, and we came through it okay. You know, some didn't. Some lost everything they had. Some people lost their lives. The thing is, when you worked all your life, and now you have what you've got. You don't want to take the same risk you did when you were younger with your life or with your money. You know, your money is your honey. It's what you've worked so hard for all your life. And you've got to keep what you worked for all your life. It's just like you want to protect your family. When you keep your assets, you're protecting yourself and your family from something bad could happen to them. Because have you ever noticed anybody that said, let me help you when it comes to the general aspect of the government or the business, you know, businesses out there, they all want a profit. It's sort of like the, you know, that Star Trek show where they got all these folks and all they want to do is just make profit. The little guys with the ears.
The Ferengi.
The Ferengi. It's all about profit. Yeah. Profit.
I'm related to some of them people.
Are you?
They don't look quite like that, but not far off. But yeah, nothing works unless you make a profit.
Yeah, they're all about profit. The thing is, we should not always be about profit. We should be always about making enough profit to survive, but also to protect our families, to protect ourselves and to protect our country and our nation and our state and our, you know, on, who we love from this reign of terror that's been put upon us. You know, who will stop this reign of terror? Who will stop the reign? I don't know. It's just like the song says, I want to know who's going to stop the rain. You know, have you ever seen the rain? Yeah, we see it all the time. We're seeing it right now. But, you know, who's going to stop the reign of terror? Well, it's up to each and one, every one of us, to vote for the right person and also to become involved with the community, but also to protect ourselves from bodily harm, from economic harm, and also to tell all of our loved ones this message is that you were put up on this earth to do good things, and your fruit of labor is very important. Don't lose the fruit, don't let it go rotten, and don't let them take away all all these things you worked so hard all your life, your cotton, you know. So it's just important that this reign of terror is not brought upon us if we can help it. We have got to believe in ourselves. We've got to do the right things, but we have to take action. And the action right now is to, for you, if you're older and you're concerned about your assets going away or going down, your mode of action right now might be to pick up the phone and give me a call. I don't charge anything at all. I mean, even if you come to me, there's no charge. Did you know that, Rusty?
I did know that because
I never charge a charge.
There's no charge.
I never charge a fee. It's always just, you know, like if you buy any of the products that we have, like these annuities and things like that. The matter of fact, 99% of the time, if you purchase an annuity from what we do, you're going to get a large bonus. You know, and I can't mention anything other than that, but it's going to be so big that some folks get completely pulled out of the hole they're in with a stock drop. I can tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty amazed. Had a guy I talked to today, and when I told him how big it was, he said, I had no earthly idea that it could be that large.
Well, there you go.
I said, I can't talk about it on the radio, guys. It's just not allowed. Without a lot of red tape. But you need to get all of the facts. You need to get all the disclosures, all the good, bad, and ugly of everything, because there's always good, bad, and ugly of anything. People are good, bad, and ugly. Products are good, bad, and ugly. Politicians are good, bad, and ugly. Most of the time they're bad and ugly.
Don't mess with me.
But there's always a better way to get to where you want to go.
Right.
There's always a better way. And if you want to call it a shortcut, sometimes you can call it that. But really what we want to call it is not taking the wrong shortcut and thinking that you're going to get there. The wrong way comes upon you.
Well, you know, the little Red Riding Hood girl.
Yeah.
She took a shortcut and that didn't. It worked out eventually, but she could have gotten it bad.
Well, she almost got gobbled up by the big bad wolves.
There's big bad wolves out there that want to take your money and your basket full of goodies and make you put your grandma out on the street. You know, you just got to be careful out there.
And they got big teeth, too.
They got the big old teeth and the big eyes to see you with and the big old feet and everything. But you don't have to worry about any of that if you've got these phone numbers. And I guess I would be the keeper of the phone numbers. I have them here. Leah has one of them. I don't know if she's ever written the other one down or not, but she knows that one really well. And it is 334-279-7431. And then the one that I'm responsible for the most is the 205-479-0839. And of course, we all know the website. That's retirewithernest.com. You can use all these things to get in touch with David Ernest. You get in touch with him and let him know you're out there and leave a way for him to get back with you, and he will. He's like clockwork on these messages, man. He checks his messages to make sure nobody's called, or if somebody has called, that they get a call back. because that just is the beginning of showing you how dependable he is. Because if you're calling, say you're already somebody who works with David Ernest, and you're calling him about something, well, he figures out, well, they must want to know something. They must have a question or something. I better get back with them because it could be important. Well, it is important to him, and so he calls back and checks in with his folks, and it just makes things run a lot better and makes you a little bit more at ease about having him look out after your money. So call David Ernest today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839, website retirewithernest.com. And this is, of course, Ernest Financial, serving the community for over 40-something years. David, we're just about out of time. We got about three or four more minutes.
You know, I want to read this. This was sent to me yesterday at 5:17 p.m. I get this text.
Is this like a fairy story? Because I could get my pillow.
It just confirms what you just
told. Oh, I was going to, if this was a bedtime story, I was going to go ahead and
lay down. You can call it a bedtime story if you want to, because when you lay down your little head on the pillow, you don't worry about your money.
Does it start once upon a time?
Well, you could, but this is what they said.
I'll quit being silly now and you read that text because it sounds
a real
important.
Short response. This person, he said, I'm so impressed with your staff, so prompt, courteous, professional, and then the thumbs up. And I said, I appreciate that very much. Texted back. The thing is, that just came to me out of the clear blue.
Yeah, I'd put that on the website, man.
They say if you get one response in the radio, 10,000 people were thinking that or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
10,000 million.
So thank you very much. I will say his first name. I'm not going to say his last name. Thank you very much, Bob. It meant a lot to us.
Thank you, Bob.
There's a lot of Bobs out there.
There's a lot of Bobs out there, but Bob felt so strongly about how he was treated and how much he appreciated it that he reached out to let you know. That was really nice of him.
And I appreciate it because it made me feel really good inside to know that it was recognized. We try very hard to get back with folks. We try very hard. But I'm very lucky to have gotten Leah. I'm very lucky to have Matthew and all the rest of them. I'm lucky to have Rusty, man. He is a gem. He's a diamond in the rough.
Some folks said I'm a treasure and I shouldn't have been dug up. So that was the thing. But I tell you what, now, you know, when you came to me and asked me to do this, I wasn't doing anything. And I enjoy doing it because it basically gives me something to do. If I didn't have anything to do, I'd probably be just sitting out on the porch rocking, thinking about, well, if I should have, I should have, I should have. Well, but and we have a good time and we help a lot of people. That's the big part of it. And I've enjoyed it immensely, man. It's Matthew's a good guy. And Lee, I just love Leah to death. Now she's so sweet. And that little girl of hers, I think she's her mate all over again, you know.
But Leah knows this back office and our office, and she runs it. Uh-huh. And I'll just say that Leah's only 25 years old. I mean, a lot of folks say, look, what happened? If something happened to you, David? Nothing. You still get the same stuff because these folks are young that are running my office.
And Leah is so, what's the word I'm looking for? She's, she's really serious about what she's doing. And it's like I went by there one day to drop something off or pick something up. I don't remember. And she had some papers laying there with some people's names on it and everything. Well, I'm part of the gang, but she laid something on top of it. She said, I really believe in keeping confidentiality. Yes. I mean, that's conscientious. Well, that's the word I'm looking for, conscientious.
That's really the rules to keep it confidential. We can't talk about people's stuff to anybody, not even their relatives. Sometimes they get a little aggravated. You know, without permission, without written permission, we just can't do it. But we're all about being with the family. Once we learn your family and your family learns our family, we're all practically family. So it's not like you're going to have to go through a lot of trouble and a lot of red tape to get the answers. Once the permission's been given, we got everything going. You know, whoever you want to be helping you with your assets. Now, we really, really prefer really older people when they're really, really getting older to bring their children with them because it's so important to keep a relationship with the children and let the children know that their parents are being taken care of and that we have the utmost, intentions of protecting their assets, because if we protect their assets, it's going to pass to the children. And you don't want the reign of terror to take away and blow away what you built for, and it's gone in one day because they took it away at a disastrous stock market crash or something worse. Massive taxes from 87,000 new Gestapo agents coming your way, our way.
Yeah, and the reason they're not already out there is because the jackboots are on back order. Waiting on that. Hey, we're just about out of time, man. We need to wrap this thing up.
So wrap up in the all-weather jacket, the raincoat, to keep the rain of terror off of your back so that you'll always have the slack and the knack to retire whenever you need to. You'll always be able to afford an extra snack.
I was just going to say that. That's you got mine.
Did I take it?
That's okay.
Away from you, I'll give it back to you.
I appreciate it.
Maybe it was mind transfer or something. I don't know.
I guess so. I was just through the Zoom here. What did he say? Maybe you got ESPN. I don't know.
Maybe it is.
But we are out of time, and we do have to go quickly. One more time. The phone numbers: 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. RetireWithErnest.com is the website, or you could just start hitting the Waffle Houses to see if you can find him. He loves the Waffle House. You'll see him there. They've got a special throne set up for him up near the end of the bar up there, and they have an actual exhaust fan over that way to draw all the cooking smoke, because, you know, they cook right there in front of you. He's handing out advice left and right down there. You just got to go see him. And it's time to go, man.
Yeah, you're making me hungry.
I know. The Waffle House sounds good about right now. Go down there and see if you can find him. And if you can't find him, tune in again next time. We'll give another clue here on the Health and Wealth Show.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the Sandman.
Hello!
Tell me, Sandman, what is your primary function?
I help people go to sleep, man.
So you go around every night sprinkling magic sand on people to help them sleep?
Yeah, it's a nighttime gig, man, yeah.
So what do you do during the day?
Well, I like to watch the Andy Griffith Show and check in with my money man, David Ernest, to see how my money is doing.
And how's it doing?
It's like a dream, man. With David Ernest taking care of my money for me, I never lose any sleep, you dig?
And how can we get in touch with David Ernest?
You can call David at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So is that the magic sand right there?
Yeah, man, hold out your hand and I'll give you a little.
Oh, why, thank you.
Call David Ernest today and you will sleep better tonight. I cannot believe he fell for the oldest trick in the book.
If you love board games, here's a new one from Bumco. Just roll the dice, move your game piece, and pick a card. The card says pick up the ugliest game piece you can find. You know, one that looks like its face caught fire and they put it out with a hatchet. That's right, you picked Nancy Pelosi.
Don't mess with me.
Now put her over in the corner in the square that says should be in jail. Roll those dice again, make your move, and pick another card. You've picked an audible. Push the red button in the middle of the board. Now you've got to pick the game piece that goes with that sound. You've picked Mitch McConnell. Sorry, that sound goes with AOC. One more time, roll the dice, make your move, pick a card. The card says, pick the game piece that looks like an elf. That's right, it's Anthony Fauci, and you know what to do. He should be well on his way across the Potomac River. Ask your mom and dad to go to the toy store and pick up Slingin' Fauci, created by Ron DeSantos and approved by Donald Trump.
You're fired!
From Bumco, this game is for all ages. You must wear eye protection, and don't hold the Nancy Pelosi game piece too long. You might get scabies.
I really like corn.
What do you like about corn?
Ever since I was told that corn is real, it tasted good. But when I tried it with butter, everything changed. I love corn. I hope you really have a corn-tastic day.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.